So now Paul is going to give a description of what love is. So read verses 4 till 7.
بله محبت بردبار و مهربان است، محبت حسد نمی ورزد، محبت کبر و غرور ندارد، رفتار ناشایسته ندارد و نفع خود را جویا نمی شود، خشم نمی گیرد و بدی را به حساب نمی آورد، از بی‌عدالتی مسرور نمی گردد ولی با راستی شادی می کند، در همه چیز صبر می کند و همه چیز را باور می نماید، در همه حال امیدوار می باشد و هر چیز را متحمل می شود.
Yeah, let me read this as well in English. Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envied not. Charity vaunted not itself. It's not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. Amen. Now, not to say that Paul is kind of personifying charity. Yeah, talking as if this is a person.
We see
this in more places in the Bible. A great example would be in the book of Proverbs, where wisdom is talked about as a woman. Proverbs 1:20, you don't have to go, you can translate. Wisdom cried without, she uttered her voice in the streets.
It doesn't work in Farsi.
Wisdom cried without.
He doesn't work.
She uttered, please.
He's reading it.
حکمت در کوی و بر زن ندا در میدان و در میدان ها آواز خود را بلند می کند.
So the same thing we're seeing here with charity. Yeah, charity is being personified.
Yeah,
this is what charity does. Now we're looking at the attributes of charity. Now let's look at those attributes. Now the first one is, charity suffered long.
بردباره.
Now, what does it mean to be long-suffering? Yeah, it means that we will put up with a lot of stuff from others.
تحمل میکنیم تا
yeah, when we live as sinners together,
وقتی با هم دیگه با گناهکاران دور هم جمع میشیم و با هم زندگی میکنیم,
yeah, things will go wrong, things will happen.
اختلاف بینمون هست.
Yeah, especially when you're closer to people.
حتی نزدیکتر میشیم به یه نفر.
Yeah, in a local church, you're already closer together.
نزدیکتر میشیم به هم دیگه.
Yeah, we cannot always have out our Facebook polished versions of ourselves.
Facebook فقط باشه, فقط هر چیز دلمون خواسته.
Yeah, we can start seeing some gnarly stuff if we work together.
وقتی با هم باشیم هر چی که پخش کردیم هر چی استوری گذاشتیم نیست همونایی که
we can irritate each other.
میتونیم یواش یواش با زندگیمون زخمی کنیم یکی رو, ناراحت کنیم یک کسی.
Yeah, people who are long suffering.
باید بردبار بود.
Are able to continue being okay, living together with these people, doing things together, without becoming hateful and bitter.
Yeah,
they're able to let go. They're able to forgive.
از همه چیز بگذریم, بخشیده بش, ببخشیم.
Yeah, 1 Peter 4:8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins.
و فراتر از همه با یکدیگر به شدت محبت نمایید, زیرا که محبت گناهان زیادی را می‌پوشاند.
And of course, obviously, you can see how this would be important in a marriage.
مهمه که در ازدواج محبت چقدر مهمه.
Yeah, because then you live 24/7.
چون 24 ساعت, 7 روز هفته با هم.
In the same house.
تو یه خونه.
Yeah, and you will see all the gnarly things of a person.
Yeah,
if you want to have a good marriage, you need to be long suffering. You need to have charity. Yeah, you need that love. Yeah, charity is kind. Yeah. Add love to your life.
مهربانی رو اضافه کنید.
Yeah, that will result in you being kind. Kindness when we favor others.
از دیگران,
acts of kindness.
دیگران می‌گذرین. به همه لطف می‌کنین.
Doing something for somebody that we don't have to, but we do it anyway.
کاری برای کسی می‌کنین که نباید بکنیم ولی باز انجامش.
Not with some second motive.
نه با هدف پشت پرده یا نظر اشتباه.
What can I gain from this?
چه چیزی به دست میارم؟
No, just because you want to be kind, you want to be loving to a person.
Yeah,
charity is kind.
محبت
مهربانه. It says charity envies not.
محبت حسد نمیورزه.
Yeah, envy is when we desire things.
حسد یعنی چی؟ یعنی چیزی رو بخوای.
At another hour, I mean, cannot have.
مال من نیست, مال دیگریه و نمیتونم داشته باشم.
Now, what does charity do instead?
اما محبت در عوض
charity can look at somebody being blessed.
میتونه به یه نفری که ببینه که خوب رسیده بهش.
And be just happy for them.
و شاد باشه برای وجود اون فرد.
not wanting the same, not envying.
نه این اونو بخوام، نه اینکه حسادت کنم بهش نابودش کنم.
Hey, you got blessed.
برکت گرفتی
Great.
خواهرم، خدایا شکرت.
You got this new place.
جای جدید رو گرفتی،
Great.
خدایا شکرت.
Yeah, charity can be happy for others. Can
محبت be... میتونه مهربان باشه برای دیگران.
Yeah, because why can charity be that? Because charity cares for other people.
چون محبت
the focus
اهمیت
is not on self. Yeah, charity loves others,
خودمون
other people.
محبت همه رو دوست داره.
And she rejoices.
لذت می‌بره.
Now, charity flaunted not itself.
محبت کبر و غرور ندارد.
It talks about charity is not going to go out and just tell everybody how good they are.
ببین من چه آدم خوبیه.
Yeah, like the example I just gave.
همون مثالی که ازتون استفاده
کردم. Yeah, people who flaunted themselves just brag about themselves.
کسایی که میره بیرون و خودش من چیکار کردم؟ من چیکار کردم؟ کی دارم؟ ستایش انسان رو میخواد.
Yeah, that's this embarrassing thing if you see people do that.
این چیز باعث خجالت.
Now, charity doesn't do that.
محبت این کارو.
Charity is not going to brag and not going to boast.
محبت کبر و غرور نداره.
Because charity doesn't have a focus on themselves.
اصلا تمرکزش به خودش نیست، به دیگریه.
Proverbs 27:2.
امثال 27.
Let another man praise thee and not thy own mouth. A stranger and not an own lips. Proverbs 27:2.
بگذار دیگری تو را بستاید، نه دهان خودت، غریبی نه زبان خودت.
Yeah, the next one is very close related. Yeah, charity is not puffed up.
در حقیقت نزدیکه، غرور نداره.
Yeah, it's like thinking very highly of yourself.
به خودش خیلی و خودش بزرگ بشه.
Having a lot of hot air and little substance.
در حقیقت باد داغ زیادی داشته باشه ولی هیچ فایده‌ای نداشته باشه. فقط باد داغ
باشه.
فقط به خودش فکر میکنه. باد داغ.
How good they are.
حرارتش احساس میکنه اما چیزی نمیتونه لمس کنه.
We are full of pride.
کسی که پر از غروره.
Now we looked at a few of these attributes now of charity.
Now,
I don't know if you noticed how similar these were with these lists that we just read before.
Now,
for example, the one in Colossians 3, where we saw put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind. Colossians 3:12, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another. Yeah, the terms being used are very similar to what we're reading here.
پس مانند برگزیدگان مقدس و محبوب خدا رحمدلی و مهربانی تواضع و تحمل و صبر را بپوشید.
Yeah. Why? Because when we have charity, these things will flow from that. Yeah, charity is like this. A person who has love now will start doing these things. It's part of the package of having love. Now, when we have love, we don't have perfect love.
But we'll
fail, we're sinners. Yeah, but when we grow,
اما هرچه ایمانمون قوی تر
شد در محبتمون هم قوی تر
شد
in all the fruits
در همه ثمره ها بیشتر جاری میشه
yeah, go to Matthew 22
در متا فصل
22 and read verses 38 to 40
38 to 40 بخون
this is the first and great commandment and the second is like unto the unto it that is I forgot to write one down start from 37
37 بخون
love God with all your heart
اینک خداوند خدای خود را به همه دل و تمامی جان و تمامی فکر خود محبت نما این از خود را اول و اعظم و دوم مثل آن است یعنی همسایه خود را مثل خود محبت نما به این دو خود تمام تورات و انبیا آمیخته است
Yep, so let me read in English. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Yep. How do we fulfill the law?
Now,
here's a short version. Love God, love your neighbor. Yeah, you're getting these two down. Yeah, you don't have to worry about all these other commandments. Because they will follow you doing these things. Well, because love does not ill to his neighbor. Now you see how central this topic of love is in the Bible. And how important it is in everything we do. Yeah, when we become more loving, we will start getting the other things right as well. And on top of that, we also run away from the risk of being nothing and doing things that profit us nothing. Go back to 1 Corinthians 13. Yeah, read verse 5. Yeah, don't be talking about these attributes of love. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seek it not around, is not easily provoked, think it no evil. 1 Corinthians 13, 5.
رفتار ناشایسته ندارد و نفع خود را جویا نمی شود. خشم نمی گیرد و بدی را به حساب نمی آورد.
Yeah, so charity does not behave itself unseemly. Yeah, having a proper manners. Charity considers a situation, considers others. Yeah, it's able to do things in correct ways.
درست انجام میده.
It's like Jesus. About Jesus said that he does all things right. Yeah, somebody looks at you and says, okay, he does it right. It's correct behavior. It's an appropriate way to respond. Yeah, the opposite would be misbehaving yourself. Yeah, doing things that are not appropriate. Yeah, like we had the problem with the Corinthians. Yeah, for example, they were all coming together and one was eating for the other one, some had in their food, other was drunk. That was improper. That was unseemly. Yeah, they were out of order.
Yeah.
Charity seeketh not their own. Yeah, charity focuses on others. Charity seeks the good for others. 1 Corinthians 10:23-24. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth.
برای من همه چیز جایز است، اما همه چیز مفید نیست. همه چیز رواست، اما همه چیز بنا نمی کند. هر کس نفع خود را نجوید، بلکه نفع دیگری را.
Yeah, let no man seek his own.
هیچ چیز دنبال نفع خودش نباشه.
Look for the benefit of others.
دنبال نفع دیگری باشی.
That's what charity does.
محبت
charity seeks for the good of others.
محبت دنبال کارها و نیکای دیگری.
Yeah, the Bible says do good.
خداوند میگه کارهای خوب انجام بده.
Yeah, especially to those of the household of faith.
مخصوصاً برای کسانی که در خانه ایمانند.
Love is not selfish.
محبت مغرور خودخواه نیست. Love
is selfless.
محبت از خود گذشته است.
So you're listening to these attributes.
دنبال این صفات ها میگردید.
How are you doing?
امروز شما کجایی؟
Do you love much?
آیا محبتتون زیاده؟
Or do you love little?
یا محبتتون کمه؟
Yeah, Paul's giving these lists.
پولس رسول این لیست رو بهمون داد.
To teach the Corinthians.
که به قرنتیان یاد بده.
A more excellent way.
محبت بهتر، محبت عالی‌تر.
Yeah, we have this list in the Bible.
این لیست رو در کتاب مقدس داریم.
We have these attributes.
این صفات ها رو داریم.
This personification of charity.
So
we can learn a more excellent way. So we can live life. Yeah, not wasting it. Yeah, because we're lacking in love. Yeah, but giving glory to God. Yeah, with the charity we have and give others. Let's look at the last ones. Read verse 6. Sorry, no, I missed two. Wait. It's not easily provoked. Charity is not easily provoked. I didn't talk about it yet. Charity is not easily provoked. Yeah, it's close to long suffering, but love doesn't explode easily. Yeah, I preached on it for last year. Don't be that person who has a short fuse. Yeah, have a long fuse. Don't be triggered about everything. Don't be that angry person. Yeah. Next one. Charity thinketh no evil. The next one in verse 5.
Thinketh
no evil. Yeah, love, charity doesn't assume the worst options that are available.
Yeah,
if something happens, we're not to just jump to conclusions and think the worst possible outcome in regards to what people have done. Yeah, there are often a lot of reasons why something, some situation can occur. Oh, she didn't say hi to me. She ignored me. me.
به من نگاه نکرد.
She probably doesn't like me anymore.
منو دوست نداره چون نگام نکرد.
She thinks I offended her or something is a problem.
بهش برخورد ازش از حرف از کارم به هم بد خورد بهش.
What about the explanation? She simply didn't see you.
و خیلی ساده و خلاصه ندیدت.
Oh, I know for sure she saw me.
مطمئنم دید منو جواب سلامم نداد. میدونم دید و جواب سلامم.
What about she had something bad happen to her that day?
شاید اون روز اتفاق بدی افتاده بود ولی
her thoughts were somewhere else.
فکرش جای دیگه بود.
She was simply processing.
داشته فکر می‌کرد.
That's why she didn't notice you.
شاید تو رو دقت نکرده و انگار شاید جای خالی داشته می‌دیده.
Yeah. Charity is not gonna mull the worst situation out.
بهترین شرایط یه نفر رو در نظر می‌گیره.
Charity assumes the better outcomes.
محبت بهترین چیز رو در نظر می‌گیره.
Philippians 4.
فیلیپیان فصل 4.
Philippians 4 verse 8.
هشت.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if it be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think of these things.
خلاصه ای برادران، هرچه راست باشد و هرچه شایسته و هرچه عادل و هرچه پاک و هرچه دوست داشتنی و هرچه نیک نام است و هر برتری و هر ستایشی که بوده باشد،
yeah, think of these things. Do not have evil thoughts. Don't think the worst of people.
Yeah,
I'm not saying to be ignorant.
But
don't start out thinking the worst about people.
But
I have this gift of discernment. And I can tell if he's good
or if he's not good.
Okay, it's great that you have that gift,
but
please combine that with charity. Yeah, please don't think evil. Charity doesn't think evil. Start out believing good. Read verses 6 and 7, 1 Corinthians 13. Rejoice it, not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bear at all things, believe at all things, hope at all things, endure at all things.
از بی عدالتی مسرور نمیگردد و ولی با راستی شادی میکند. در همه چیز صبر میکند و همه چیز را باور مینماید. در همه حال امیدوار میباشد و هر چیز را متحمل میشود.
Yeah, so charity is not going to rejoice in bad stuff, in sin, in wickedness, in injustice. Yeah, charity rejoices in the truth.
محبت در حقیقت شادی.
Charity bears all things.
همه چیزا رو تحمل میکنه.
Yeah, we several times seen the Bible things we are to bear. We bear each other's burdens. Yeah, Romans 15:1, we bear the infirmities of the weak. You can just translate it once.
و ما که توانا هستیم ضعف‌های ناتوانان را متحمل بشویم و در پی خوشنودی خود نباشیم.
Yeah, charity believes all things.
محبت همه چیزها را محبت
می‌کند. Yeah, it doesn't mean believe anything you hear.
نه هر چی شنیدی ما میاره بهش.
Yeah, Proverbs 14:15.
امثال 14.
The simple believe at every word. Yeah, but the prudent man look at well to his going.
امثال 14:15.
ساده لو همه چیز را باور می‌کند اما عاقل قدم‌های خود را می‌سنجد. ببخشید.
Yeah. What it's pointing here is giving people the benefit of the doubt. Unless proven differently, we're
going
to just give people the benefit of the doubt.
مگر نتونستی ثابت کنید همیشه بهترین رو فکر کنید همیشه نگاهتون مثبت باشه.
It don't mean you trust somebody with everything.
نه اینکه اعتماد کنید همه زندگیتون رو به دست کسی بسپرید.
If somebody walks in this church for the first time, I'm not going to send my kids with them. Because I need to believe all things and trust all things. No, we are prudent. We keep thinking. Yeah, but we give people the benefit of the doubt. But you're not going to think worse of them.
Yeah,
charity hope with all things. Endure all things. Yeah, we hope for good. We hope even if we see red flags, if we see people
I wonder
about this person. We hope for good.
بهترینش
باشه. We hope that this God will work in their lives. God will make changes.
خداوند تو زندگیش قدم برداره. Yeah, خداوند قدم برداره.
That they'll grow.
که اونها رشد کنن.
Yeah, we hope for good.
بهترین رو میخوایم.
Yeah, we'll endure.
تحمل میکنیم.
We don't just write these people off.
فقط خطشون نمیزنیم.
Yeah. So do not glory when people turn out to be
مسرور نشین.
A fraud and you have spotted them first.
وقتی یه نفر اشتباه کرد میگی دیدی گفتم.
Yeah, that's not the right attitude. That's not charity.
Yeah.
Yes, be vigilant.
بله.
Yeah,
باش.
Show discernment. Yes.
حکمت داشته باش.
But give people a chance.
اما به هر کسی شانس بده.
Yeah, don't assume the worst.
همیشه بدترین رو روی نفر در نظر نگیر.
Yeah, treat them well.
با بهترین ها باشون. Treat them well. اعتماد بکن بهشون.
Wait and see.
صبر کن و ببین.
Yeah, don't be naive, but not all people are bad.
خیلی
give them a chance.
خودت گول خطر ننداز ولی به همه شانسی بده تا زمانی که به خودت خطری نمیرسی.
Read first 8 to 12.
آیه 8 تا 12 رو بخون.
First Corinthians 13. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I taught as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as also I am known.
محبت هرگز ثابت نمی شود و اما اگر نبوت ها باشد نیست خواهد شد و اگر زبان ها پایان خواهد پذیرفت و اگر معرفت زایل خواهد گرد زیرا جزی معرفت داریم و جزی نبوت می نماییم اما هنگامی که کامل آید جزی نیست خواهد گردیم زمانی که طفل بودم چون طفل حرف می زدم و چون طفل فکر می کردم و مانند طفل تعقل می نمودم اما چون مرد شدم کارهای طفلانه را ترک کردم زیرا که اکنون در آینه به طور تیره می‌بینم اما آن وقت روبرو الان جزی معرفت دارم اما آن وقت خواهم شناخت چنان که نیز شناخته شدم.
Yeah, so there's something that never fails. Love never fails. هیچ
وقت زمین نمیخوره.
Yeah, there will be other things.
تموم نمیشه.
Yeah, that will fail. That will go away.
تو زندگیمون هستن که از بین میرن، میرن، نابود میشن.
Yeah, prophecy.
نبوت تموم میشه.
Yeah, it will fail.
میاد و تموم میشه.
Yeah. Preaching will eventually be changed when we are in the millennium or later on. Yeah, preaching now even contains errors. I'm not perfect. I can make mistakes. Yeah, someone will not remain. Yeah, prophecy shall fail. Yeah, we know in part now. We watch through glass darkly. We have limited knowledge. Tongues will cease.
Yeah.
Languages are temporary. They come and go. Yeah, English wasn't there 2,000 years ago.
2,000 سال پیش انگلیسی نبود.
And 2,000 early we had other languages again.
2,000 سال قبل از اون یه زبان‌های دیگه بود.
Yeah, knowledge shall vanish.
زبان‌ها و اطلاعاتمون از بین می‌ره.
Yeah, we can think we know it all.
شاید فکر کنیم همه رو بلدیم.
We know in part.
اما خداوند میگه یه مقدار شده.
Yeah, of course it will change.
عوض میشه.
It will don't be done away when the perfect is come.
وقتی بیاد کاملاً تغییر می‌کنه و کامل تغییر زیباتر رو می‌کنه.
When Jesus comes back.
وقتی عیسی مسیح بیاد همه‌شون
می‌کنه. Then we receive our glorified bodies.
جلال بدن عیسی مسیح رو به دست آوردیم. وقتی عیسی مسیح رو رو در رو دیدیم.
Yeah, when we shall know as we are known.
موقعی است که می‌تونیم بدونیم. Not in part anymore. که می‌دونیم.
But complete.
نه یه قسمتش بلکه کامل.
Verse 13. And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity.
و اکنون این سه چیز باقی است. یعنی ایمان، امید و محبت. اما بزرگترین اینها محبت.
Yeah, so prophecy, tongues, knowledge, they will fail.
همه محبت، دانش، زبان، همشون میاد و میره.
And then lastly, these are also the three things that I mentioned at the beginning of the chapter.
اون سه چیزی که در آغاز فصل شروع کرد.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels.
با اینکه با زبان فرشتگان
صحبت می‌کنم، با اینکه
هدیه نبوت دارم،
همه
اطلاعات رو دارم، همه ایمان رو دارم.
What is Paul saying?
پولس چی میگه؟
Yeah, the things that we glory in today, the things
که امروز بهش افتخار
میکنیم. Can actually make us puffed up.
چیزایی که امروز خودمون رو باد کردیم ازش.
Having all this language knowledge, being able to speak all the languages.
که میتونیم با زبان‌های متفاوت حرف بزنیم.
Having all this knowledge of the Bible.
درس این اطلاعات کلام خدا رو داریم.
Be able to be great or write a great preacher of great sermons.
یا واعظ بزرگی باشیم، موعظه‌های بزرگی بکنیم.
All that stuff is going to go away.
همه اونا از بین میره.
Yeah, in the future these things will not be relevant anymore.
دیگه برای ما اینا مهم
نیست. When Jesus rules his world, this world.
وقتی مسیح تو دنیا سلطنت میکنه.
Or when the new heaven and a new earth is there.
وقتی آسمان و زمین جدید بیاد.
Yeah, because then we will now we know in part, then we will see face to face.
اما آینده رو در
What are the things that abide? Faith, hope, and love.
چی باقی خواهد موند؟ محبت، ایمان.
What's the greatest of these three?
بزرگتر از این سه تا چیز.
Charity, love.
محبت.
Yeah, charity. Charity is the greatest attribute.
محبت بزرگتر.
Charity is the goal.
یه نفر میتونه داشته باشه. هدف هر زندگی محبت بود.
First we go to 1 Timothy 1:5.
آیه‌ای که میخوام بخونم اول تیموتائوس فصل
5. Now the end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned.
What verse?
1 Timothy 1:5.
Yek panch.
Yek panch. Amma qayat hukm muhabbat ast az dil pak o vujdan saleh va iman biriya.
Yeah, so desire the spiritual gifts, absolutely. The great, have to build up.
You
have to profit all. Yet I show you a more excellent way.
یه راه بهتر بهتون نشون میدم.
Put on charity.
محبت رو بتن.
Add charity.
محبت رو اضافه کن.
Charity is the end of the commandment.
محبت آخر فرمان خداست.
How does it look like?
چه شکلی است؟
Just look at these attributes that the Bible gives here.
اون صفات ها نگاه کنید و ببینید.
Yeah. Let's make sure.
بذار مطمئن شیم.
That we are people that are rich in charity.
ما با محبت ثروتمند باشیم.
And people that are fervent in love.
انقدر محبت بورزیم به همه.
Yeah, that we love our spouse.
که هم زنمون هم شوهرمون رو جوری
yeah,
محبت کنیم.
That we love our brothers and sisters in Christ.
شوهرمون رو بهشون جوری محبت کنیم در مسیح.
Yeah, that we have a love
که محبتی داشته باشیم که گم شدگان رو لمس کنیم.
Yeah, love for God.
محبت برای خداوند.
آمین.
آمین.